The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast for a Friday. My name is Jack and once again I'm pleased to be joined by Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Jack.
How are you today?
Pretty good, yeah. Always looking forward to Dundalk on a Friday. I'm not sure whether you're too familiar with the Irish scene on the ill weather over there, but a lot of old favourites are on there tonight and one or two of the regulars, listeners will know these names on personal terms.
Absolutely. Well, we touched upon it yesterday. We said there's a huge following for Friday night action at Dundalk.
Yeah, and because we cover it so extensively here on William Hill, we do these podcasts, and there's a good deal of enthusiasm in the studio for it. I think, like I say, it's got a bit of a cult following, and yeah, the all-weather scene has gone really well over there throughout the winter. We've had a fair amount of success, and hopefully we'll continue the good work tonight.
Absolutely, and there's some decent-sized fields on offer tonight as well. It's a nice late finish, plenty to get stuck into.
Yeah, 8 race cards, yes. They certainly like to stick on the old race or two. Yeah, we've got 2 divisions of the maiden, which of course made it into an 8 race card. But yeah, really good stuff tonight. Really looking forward to it. Lots of wide open races. One or two short ones along the way, but yeah, I think one of them is sort of 7-1 the field, which shows you how difficult the couple of the races are tonight.
Let's hope we can find some value. Without further ado, let's begin at 5:30 with the handicap that takes place over the 5 furlongs. According to the Racing Post, 8 runners are taking part in this one. Andy, where do we start with this?
Yeah, this one's a real trappy one, to be honest, Jack. I napped Primo Umo here last week and a bit disappointed to see this horse gunned down late on because he got the absolute perfect trip throughout. Could not have scripted it in the early part of the race any better. Little Sweetheart, who I predicted would lead from stall 12, got across, gave Gerard O'Leary's charge a marker all the way down to the 2 furlong pole where Primo Umo took the running up. And I thought he was going to go away and win quite comfortably. Unfortunately, he succumbed to Kiss the Stars, who of course reapposes tonight. And in the end, I was feeling a little bit disappointed and deflated by that performance. Now, whether the horse just was a bit too keen early, or whether the horse just doesn't find as much off the bridle as anticipated, I don't really know. You almost have to back it again or give it another go if you're a loyal supporter. But the horse is a very, very short price again. I mean, we've got slightly better odds last week and we got chinned. It all depends what kind of punter you are, whether you want to back him again tonight. Split the Atom, I'm sure he'll go well. He's been in cracking form of late. Most of his best form, however, has been over 6 or 7 furlongs. But he will be aggressively ridden from the inside, so he could have a chance. But just because the prices are the way they are tonight, I'd probably just roll the dice with Geological again from an each-way perspective. Because I don't want to really back Primo Umo at a very tight price. This horse ran fourth behind Grey Danube 2 starts ago and then ran in that very hot race behind Primo Umo and the race at Chicklet 1. Now, I know he's got a bit to find, strictly speaking, on that form, but I still think he's good enough to be in the frame here. Some firms have gone 4-5-1 this morning and he's been succumbed by the other two in the betting, so he will likely get a much better price. So I'll go with Geological each way in the first.
OK, 7-2 for Geological. That's Andy's pick in the 5:30 from Dundalk. We move on to the 6 o'clock, which is also a handicap, this time over a slightly further 6 furlongs. The favourite is the top weight Captain Midnight, currently at 5-2. This horse has been in form, Andy, but is it a worthy favourite?
I hope so, yes. I've already backed this horse this morning and I'm going to make this horse my nap of the night, based on the speed figures, of course, and his current form at the moment. He's in a really good place. One from left field, 3 starts ago on his first start here for quite a while. But he proved that run was no fluke by following it up the week after. And now he beat a horse called Tribal Path, who regular podcasters will know has been in fantastic form of late. He's won his next 2 starts. And if you lock horns with Tribal Path, you certainly know you've had a race. And that's exactly what Joseph Murray's charge did have that night. He was made to work all the way for it. Back into his national service who has won a couple of races subsequently. So the form of that race is rock solid. And then, although he got beat next time out by his old rival, Tribal Path, as I said, you know, that horse, that Damien English horse, is a real, real tough customer. I mean, he saw it out last week very, very strongly over Captain Midnight. I thought he was going to get worn down, but it wasn't to be. But Captain Midnight ran as though, I think actually he dropped back in triple suiting because he came from a long, long way back that day from stall 12. He got to Tribal Path's girth and then he just couldn't quite see it out. But I do think a strongly run race tonight, which there's likely to be, over the six furlongs or so. He's drawn much better tonight. He was 12 last week. He was 2 this week. If he gets a lovely run around the inner, he's sure to be knocking up the door down the line. So Captain Midnight, my strongest bet on the card in the second.
Captain Midnight is also greatly feared by most of that field, you would imagine. 5-2 the price, and Andy's Knapp on the card. We move on to the excellently named Big Bad Bob Maiden. It was two divisions, the first of which is at 6:30. And the favourite is 15-8 Chewy Round Town. Now, this race could probably be described as a fairly ordinary maiden, Andy. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Just one horse stands out here, and that is Chewy Round Town, who comes out top of my figures, courtesy of that run last time out behind Roman Impera from the Mickey Halford stable. This horse made the run and served it up to the short price favourite, and although he succumbed later on and he got beat 4.5 lengths, he was readily brushed aside. He still comes out really well on my figures. Back in fourth is a horse called More Than Money from the Johnny Murta stable, who's won subsequently, so the time figure's been boosted already. And given that he's going to lead again tonight, and to be honest, the opposition doesn't look all that strong, I'd expect him to make all the running here tonight. So Chewy Round Town, a very solid choice in the third.
OK, 15-8, if you agree with Andy and you fancy Chewy Round Town in the first division of the Big Bad Bob Maiden at 6:30. The second one follows immediately at 7 o'clock. There are 12 runners in this one. And the Mouse Doctor is a very short price at 10-11. What do you make of this favourite?
Yeah, he's a bit skinny, although I do think he's a worthy favourite on balance. That was a good run the other day behind Mickey Halford's Eberdan. Back in second was a Shin Impala. Both of those two horses have come out of very strongly run maidens. And indeed, that race was good on the clock as well. So for Brendan Duke's charge to finish just on the coattails of those two horses was a much commendable effort. He'd run well on his debut behind Red Ran, and again in another race where regular podcasters will know I'm speaking quite highly of. So he's got two good runs on the numbers. So really, he should, in all intents and purposes, be good enough here. But he is up against a couple of nice horses in opposition. One of them, of course, Zilbeer from the Mickey Halford Yard. Now, this horse ran with a good deal of encouragement on his debut on the turf back in October when he was seventh behind Idaho. But in keeping with a lot of Mickey's horses, first time up in the shape, the Aga Khan colours, they don't often get knocked about, and it wouldn't surprise me if he improved rapidly. Full Court Press is the other one. Comes from a yard who had a double here last week, and this horse really did catch the eye on his last run over six furlongs when he was doing all his best work at the end in the hands of Caroline Murta. But Connor King, I notice, takes over tonight, so it could well be that this horse is certainly good enough to be there or thereabouts. So a difficult one really to assess in many respects. I do think the Mouse Doctor will probably win. Whether I'd back him at 10 to 11 is open to the question. So if you wanted to back something each way at a much more appetising price, then I'd put forward Full Court Press around about 8 to 1.
OK, we're looking at the value selection then in the 7 o'clock from Dundalk. We move on to another handicap, this time at 7:30 and over the 1 mile. The favourite is Spruce Meadows at 9-4, which is much fancied by the Racing Post. But there's a couple of Aidan O'Brien horses lurking in behind it, Andy.
There is, yeah. One of them is going to be my number one choice here, and that is Stone Mountain. He's run a really couple of good races of late, most notably second behind Mickey Halford's Gift Wrap. That run would certainly entitle him to massive consideration here. And he was in a really deep maiden here the last day behind Alphonsus Roman Impero, named for the blame. Combination of all those efforts certainly make him a very appetising bet at round about 9-2. I'd certainly prefer him over Zigzag from the same stable. Spruce Meadows, the favourite, won a very muddling race here the last day, and I'm not sure about that form. Won at a much bigger price. We had about 18-1 with William Hill this morning for those looking for a bit of inspiration away from the front end. He's Rat-Eel from the Johnny Levinson stable. I've caught this horse running on really strongly in his last two races over trips which patently been too short for him. He's a miler, well, he has been a miler over in England, and his three runs in Ireland have been over 5, 6 and 5, so he's always likely to get outpaced, and that's why his form figures look a bit ropey. But you know, to be fair, he didn't run too bad. He only got beat 5 lengths in a hot race here over 5 last week. And he finished in front of some good horses as well, like your pal Talon Kimbo. So he's not without promise, that Rat-Eel. And as I said, he's a very big price. So my two to keep an eye on there are Stone Mountain and Rat-Eel.
OK, well, Stone Mountain is 9-2. And as you say, a bigger price about Ratil, 18-1, if you fancy that one, in the 7:30. We move on to the 8 o'clock at Dundalk, which is one of these races you touched upon at the start of the podcast. 5-1 the field currently, and it's Al-Nahar who is 5-1, followed by Shukov at 6-1, and Skere Rules at 6-1 as well. Where do we start with this one?
Yeah, indeed. It's almost like the Grand National, isn't it? 6-7-1 the field. I mean, to be fair, your guess is as good as mine. I wouldn't have much of a strong opinion here. Obviously, I've got to put something up, and it's very, very difficult to even whittle it down to just the one. We'll start with Al-Nahar, who I think he's one of those kind of horses that might just be able to improve a little bit further than what he's already shown, because the style and the manner in which he won here last week suggests that the trainer has got something out of him that previously he hadn't been able to show. But he really did quicken up last week. It was in a much weaker race than what he faces tonight, and that is a slight question mark with him. But his turn of foot inside the last couple of furlongs was something to behold. He's got a little bit to find on my overall speed figures, but as I said, he might just be one of those under-the-radar horses that can find the necessary. I do think we ought to keep an eye on Udigo as well. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning this horse tonight is because Donico O'Brien reunites with this horse. Now, he rode this horse 3 starts ago, and he did a fantastic speed figure that day. And if he runs back to that form, I think he's easily capable of going close. But unfortunately, Anna O'Brien's ridden the horse on his last 2 starts, and it's got a couple of absolute tragic rides. So with a jockey switch, I think Udigo can go well. Manoroff's got to be included, although I'm not absolutely sure that he gets a mile and a quarter. But there's so many informed horses here, like Shukov, Skere Rules, Sharjah, you name it. It's a bit of a who's who, a mile and a quarter handicappers here tonight at Dundalk. But I'll just take a little bit of a guess with Al-Nahar, but it'll be very, very minimum stakes.
OK, Al-Nahar leading the market at the moment at 5-1, but I'm pretty sure that will change. Such a difficult race to call. We move on to what I hope for you, Andy, is a slightly easier affair. It's the 8:30. It's a handicap over 1 mile and 2, and there's only 6 runners in this one, led by the 5-2 favourite, Political Policy.
Yeah, regular podcast doesn't know that I've got a huge amount of affection for Gavin Cromwell's Charge. He's just been an absolute revelation, very similar to what Sharjah was last year on the Dundalk campaign. This horse has just kept taking on board whatever's been thrown at him, and to be honest, he's won 4 of his last 5 starts, and the only poor run came when they dropped him back in trip over a mile. Now, a mile was previously his best distance, but as he's got older, he seems to be staying his trips out really well, a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half even, he's been effective over. So he's just showing that he's more than a one-trick pony. He's got a lovely attitude, a great turn of foot, and while he keeps winning, I'm going to stay with him, even though the handicap has tried to put a dent in his prospects. Maurice looks the obvious danger. She's now back up to a distance where I do think she'll be a little bit more effective than the 7 furlongs in the mile that she's been running over, but It's a bit of a no-brainer for me. I've put Political Policy up 3 or 4 times this season, and he's done us proud, so let's stick with him.
OK, Political Policy is currently 5-2, the market leader in the 8:30 race. We move on to the final race of the day. It's a handicap. It's over 1 mile and 4 furlongs. And once again, a large field here to choose from. 4-1, moving on up, is the favourite. Christie's Call, 13-2, and Saraston, 7-1. Is there an obvious winner in this one?
Not an obvious one, but one at a price I do think will run well is Saraston from the Dermot Weld stable. Although he's yet to win a race, he certainly showed enough last time out to suggest that he could well be competitive in a race of this nature. This was a much tougher race that he took part in last time out. It was a 0-74, but you look at the first 3 hard that day. Udigo, who I mentioned runs in the previous race, hopefully he'll go well. Clocked a fantastic time, courtesy of Sharjah, who was second, who dragged the field along at a real strong tempo. And third was Poitchin, who's been a model of consistency for connections over recent times here at Dundalk. So this horse was in really deep that day. Well, although he didn't have the necessary to win, you've got to give him the benefit of the doubt, considering that was his first run on an all-weather surface. He's nicely drawn, he's got a decent pilot on board, and around about 7 or 8-1 this morning. I think he represents a reasonable bit of each-way value in the last.
Absolutely, each-way value at 7-1 for Saraston, if you fancy that one. So, Andy, thank you very much for all of your selections. Will you be getting the chance to put your feet up and watch the action this evening?
I probably won't be watching it, but I'll definitely be tuning in.
Excellent. Thanks, as always, Andy, and we'll speak to you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.